Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hello, everyone everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast, and I have a very special guest for you today. I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine out from Fort Worth, Texas, living the high life out there in the prairies of Texas, Minister Fred Willis. Fred, welcome to the program. Glory to God.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Bob.
Oh, man. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Fred's unique ministry. He knows the people to know, if you know what I mean. I mean, he'll travel, and he interviews the top gospel recording artists. I mean, he has access that just astounds me. And you know, I've known Fred for, gosh, it's got to be close to 5 years now, Fred. Is that right?
Yeah.
And for the last 3 years, you've been able to listen to his broadcast, Soul Prosper Radio, right here on Evangelism Radio. I think it's 8:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. He's the voice behind the program, and it is my pleasure today to have him join us. Fred, you don't know how much of an inspiration you are, not just to me, but to our listeners around the world, man. Say that sincerely. Amen.
Wow. To God be the glory.
Amen. Fred, let's start off. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in that unique aspect of ministry that you operate in.
Soul Prosper Radio is it was something that I wanted to do. I my father is not really in my life, but I come across a ministry that he has or that he was doing at one point in time on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
And as a minister, I'm also a musician, and so a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Mainly, I get called to play and not to minister. So, long story short, I wasn't getting bookings. I wasn't getting opportunities to preach or travel and go anywhere. And so, you know, I said, well, you know, I have a word. I can just use one of these blog talk radio programs.
Uh-huh.
And I was gung-ho about doing it and checked the pricing, and oh, my God, I couldn't afford it, right?
So that's the reason our ministry started.
absolutely. And so I went and, you know, just sitting there and just kind of hashing it over in my spirit. And the Lord spoke to me because I went to school for recording technology, audio engineering, and the Lord said to me, you have everything you need in your house to do what you were trying to do. And so it started there. I did a lesson every day, and I reached out to my friends who were recording artists, and I said, hey, let me play your music on my show. You know, it'll be exposure. And, you know, I was doing a podcast, and I was just sharing it on social media.
Amen.
And it grew from there. You know, when the Lord gives you a vision, and you just say yes, and you sell out to it.
Amen.
He adds the increase. And that's where I am today. Yeah.
Glory to God. I tell you what. You know, we've talked about, you know, how you did one program on about how you just contact them and like if you explain to us, you know, if a Christian gospel concert is going to be held in your town, you contact them about media seats and things like that.
Yes.
And how does all that work? Without giving away your trade secret.
Well, you know, I learned this stuff. And Bishop Ivy Hilliard made a great point. I listened to him earlier this year, and he said, you know, God will give you the grace for the assignment. And so a lot of stuff I didn't know. I just watched people and learned. But I had the opportunity as a musician to play for Pamela Mann a long time ago.
Amen.
And so I watched how things transpired then. I was actually engaged to a person who sang, she sang with Kirk Franklin, you know, from the beginning. So some things she taught me, you know, that I believe that was the reason for our connection.
Glory.
And so I learned how to find a promoter. It might take all day, but you find a promoter. You can reach out to the artist management. If you can find their road manager, more than likely that's who's coming. And you can reach out to them there and be prepared for questions. You know, send them the questions you want to ask. Everybody wants to know about what the new music they have and the stuff like that. And mainly, like the old song says that we sing in the Black church or the Pentecostal church anyway, church of God in Christ, take the Lord with you everywhere you go. And so as you go, be prepared to work, you know, because in my experience as a freelancer, I've been the last person in the room with them. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, they were short. They were tired of talking, you know, so I just learned how to, you know, use what the Lord has given me in that very small instance. And then he's just grown it. He's grown it to where I've been in demand. So just really just submitting that this whole assignment, leaving it to the Lord's direction. I think that's the best explanation I can give.
Amen. Well, I mean, that's definitely the Lord's doing. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
How many radio stations are you on? Do you know?
At one point in time, I was on 9 different stations across America, including Freedom Through Faith. But I would send shows on some of them, and they wouldn't get played, you know.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it was me. I just sent the show in too late, you know.
Mm.
And
yeah,
so
I understand how that works.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell y'all, now, Pastor Bob is on me, y'all. You hear my shows, and sometimes it's a replay. Listen, Pastor Bob is on me about it. And, you know, that really just made me see how to prioritize what I was doing, because sometimes – you can't mistake swelling for growth.
Yeah.
You know, and say, just because I'm on 10 networks, yeah. But it's like, is it quality programming? Mm. You know, and I had to learn that you can be on as many networks as you want to without having to say the network name. There's ways around that.
That's right.
You know,
that is a fact. That is a fact.
And I didn't know that. I was trying to create, you know, different shows for each network. Yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still learning this thing. But as of right now, I believe I'm down to about 4 networks, and I do have a station on in the Cayman Islands every Saturday.
Oh, hallelujah.
At 6 o'clock. Yes, sir.
Are you shuffling money to those offshore bank accounts?
Oh, no, sir. You know, you know, this is a faith journey through and through.
Glory to God.
I don't have a salary for this, you know. It's simple because I know how to do it. I'm able to reach it, so my faith is simply in, you know, Lord, one day you're going to provide the increase, you know, because some people strike out and they do ministry, they preach, they do outreach, they feed the homeless.
Yes,
you know, this is my ministry right now, so
exactly.
It's not any money flowing through. If it comes to me, it goes to PayPal. And it goes from PayPal to whoever I have to pay. That's how I finance it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand that concept completely. It's, you know, even our ministry, because I refuse to set, you know, you gave us a quick background on how you got started. Ours was kind of the same thing, where the Lord had me, you know, impressed upon my heart to begin a weekly 30-minute online radio broadcast. And I had no clue about how to start. So I went to one of them free places. It wasn't Blog Talk Radio. It was TalkShoe. But it's the same concept where you're going to call in on the telephone and all this stuff.
Right.
And I did that for about 6 months. And then he said, you know, and at about 2 months in, I got picked up by a radio network, Wilkins Communications. And I was on 4 radio stations, 30 minutes a 30-minute broadcast one time a week, and it was costing me $500, sometimes $600 a month, depending on how many weeks were in the month that my Saturday broadcast was on. And you know, that was tough. And about 6 months in, the Lord said, are you having a problem paying your radio bill? I said, oh, yes, sir. I thought he said, well, here, I'll take care of that. No. Yeah. Instead, he said, there's a lot of other people like that, too. And what I want you to do now is start a radio station so that it's set up for the smaller ministries where they won't be burdened by these high prices.
Absolutely.
And that was the start of Freedom with the Faith Christian Radio. And and you know, at the time when we first started, I had the price set low. It was a monthly, you know, fee, you know, so much per month for this many programs and all that. And about a year and a half into it, the Lord impressed my heart, do you have faith in me to provide? I said, yes, sir. He said, all right, make it an offering basis, no set charges. And since we, you know, looking at it in the natural, you say, oh, man, are you, Lord, do you know really what you're doing?
Yeah, right.
But we did it, and he's met the bills every month. You know, we do charge a set fee for the live broadcasts because that takes more effort and stuff on our end rather than having just people send us files. But, you know, as far as the income goes, you know, we don't have a lot left over, and the vision is huge. We're still moving forward with the vision of having that AM radio station in Washington, or AM or FM in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, I got in contact yesterday with an attorney that his specialization is the FCC regulations and things like that. He's based in Washington, D.C., him and his law firm, and he's calling me tomorrow to discuss, you know, the next steps our ministry should take. So, I mean, it's still moving forward, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you look at it in the natural, and you look at the balance in the bank accounts, and you just shake your head, and, you know, I'm sure some of my family members, you know, they just, well, one of these days he'll come around. I see the end result, you know, and Hebrews 11:1 says, now my faith is.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what I hold on to. Glory to God. But your program, I mean, it is the people you talk to and the people you interview, I was like, wow, you know, just to be able to sit down in the same room and converse with them. It will be a blessing, you know, but then to have them actually minister to your listeners like they do.
Right.
I mean, that is awesome. And that is definitely God opening doors for your ministry, you know?
Absolutely. It amazes me because, and I'll tell you this, I just want to say this because I mentioned selling out to his vision and his will. As a musician, there were people who, I mean, oh my God, these were people that I said, I want to meet them. I want to play for them even.
Yeah.
And this is how I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing now. I can't speak about the next season, but now, in March, of course, I met a ton of people. You know, I met a ton of people I listened to growing up, a ton of people who are hot right now, who I've interviewed. But I met two producers. I emailed them in 2005, it was 2004, 2005, and I emailed them. I was a young producer, hadn't gone to college yet, but I was a musician, and I said, I admire your work, and, you know, I have your email here, you published it, so I'm reaching out to you. Never heard back from them. In March, I met one of them at a concert backstage, and I said, you know, hey, man, how you doing? I love your work. You know, can I get a picture with you? Yeah. Got an interview, got a drop. That was March in May for Mother's Day. The other producer that I emailed, he inboxed me because he was trying to get a song out. And I ended up doing a review for the song, playing it on my station, doing the tweets and all of that stuff. He called me from Facebook. I don't accept Facebook phone calls. I'm one of those people.
Right, me too.
So, yeah, so he called me on Facebook. We talked. You know, I said, I'll get it to you, you know, in time before Mother's Day. You can share the article. You know, they can buy it. So he texted me back after he got the review, or he messaged me back, and he said, here's my phone number. If you ever need anything, call me.
Praise
and
God.
I said, God, I didn't, you know, I didn't want to be the background guy. I didn't want to be the guy when you walk in, nobody jumps. You know, they look at me and they're like, well, who is that? You know, and I'm like, but God, you're making all my dreams come true being this. And God is concerned about the things that concern us. And I'm experiencing the season where he's actually ministering to me through the show. So I'm encouraged to keep going. Yes, I am.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God yes, is sir. Good. I mean, that's, you know, and he knows, you know, you may be pressing forward saying, this is the direction that I feel we need to move in. And God is keeping that door closed.
And, yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's
and right. There's two possibilities. Either I think this is the where God wants me to go, or God is like, it's not prepared yet. Don't open the door.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. That's right.
And you just have to, you know, relax and continue to do what you need to do, and in the calling that you're in right now. And that's you know, I mean, yes, I would love to, you know, be traveling around preaching revivals and all of that, but I have rest in the understanding I'm doing what God wants me to do right now. And he's proven it, because we started, you know, with, when I started this radio, when I started Freedom Through Faith Christian Radio, I had one broadcaster, me. Now Evangelism Radio, we have 25 broadcasters. I have two more that have responded this week wanting information on, you know, becoming a broadcaster. So, I mean, that would take us to 27. You know, 27 broadcasters in a period of this October of 2015 will be 5 years that we've been operating radio stations. And we're in 151 different countries, all 50 states.
My Lord.
When I checked the Shoutcast ratings for the inspirational / sermon and teaching genre, we were like number 5, number 6, you know, towards the winter of last year. And then we moved up where we're number 4, number 5. And then, you know, springtime we were like number 3 and number 4. I got some screenshots say where we were number 2 a couple times.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm zeroed in on number 1 now, brother. I'm like, you know, the baseball standings, you know, you want that top spot, you know.
That's right.
I looked at that number 2, and, you know, when the first time I seen it, because I don't catch it all the time, and the way that it's set up, if, you know, while you're sitting there watching it, if somebody clicks off and you know, you're right there with someone else, you drop down a spot.
Right.
So it's live right there. That's why I had to be screenshots where Freedom to Faith Christian Radio, they give me a daily update. This is where you are at. And, you know, when I seen that first time, number 2, I was like, wow, this is cool. I saved it. And it's been, I would say 70% of the time I check it now, I'm number 2. Well, not me, the radio station is number 2. So, I mean, well, I'm zeroed in on number 1. Well, that's our goal.
I know that,
you know, and to say we are number 1 in the world. Glory to God.
Glory
and you're
God.
Part of
yes,
it.
Sir.
I mean, your ministry, your broadcast is part of it. And that's, you know, it's not Bob Thibodeau. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You know, it's not me. All I do is click the buttons, you know, drag and drop, do the edits. I may do voiceovers and things like that. And yes, I have my own program, but you know, you got 25 men and women of God preaching the gospel to the entire planet through the internet.
Right.
And the Lord has showed us that, you know, we are to be the voice of God on the internet and around the world. That's what he just showed me last week. The voice of God on the internet and around the world. I want this radio station to be known by the voice of God. That's what I want. You know, and like I said, it's not Bob Thibodeau. It's right now. It's 25 individual ministries coming together, preaching the gospel, reaching the world for Jesus. That's all it, it boils down to.
I want to add this too, since you mentioned all 25 of them. I listened to some of these other people that are on Freedom Through Faith. And of course I listened to Pastor Bob, and as I told you off the air, I have your teaching and the book that you sent me. Thank you so much. About the teaching of blind faith.
Oh, yeah.
And I listened to you, and of course, the Bernard Johnson, I know him, and Dr. Pope. That's how I met him, y'all, here in Fort Worth, Dr. Pope. And so I listened to you. There are a few others I can name. I don't remember them, but anybody who comes on around the time my show is on, the people before me, after me, I know you come on after me on the days I'm on.
Yep.
And then there's like a few other people after you. So when I listen to Freedom Through Faith Radio, I listen.
Amen.
And, you know, I keep it going. And, you know, when you get excited, I get excited too. I'll never forget. I was doing some grocery shopping, and you were teaching, and you said, "Don't shout the preacher down while he's teaching good." I was like, "Don't shout him down, y'all."
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
I was in there with it. Amen. So, yes, I mean, I love listening to Freedom Through Faith, and I love the various vantage points, you know, because in the kingdom, we all are in the kingdom, but we all come from different places. We all dealing with different things, and it's just a great big mesh of it all pointing to the kingdom. You know, amen. Go ye is still in the Bible, and we're going over the airwaves.
Oh, yeah. Amen. That's a fact. Yeah, it's funny because sometimes I'll be, you know, it's not, I'd say 80% of the time, I don't have a script, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I've got four or five scriptures that, you know, as I'm preparing my notes for the broadcast, I'll have, you know, that I can, you know, after, I'll start off with the one that the Lord wants, and then after that, I, you know, okay, I feel in my spirit that's the end of this one. Let's move to the next one.
But,
you know, I just go with the flow, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, you just go as the Spirit leads. And when I did that one, you talk about blind faith, you know, when I finished preaching that, you know, we went off the air, everything said, I turned to my wife, I said, "That is a book." Because God just, I mean, it was just in that 1 hour of, you know, preaching on our live broadcast, the Lord just, you know, like I said, that's all unscripted. Everything in there was just from the Lord, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is a unique book. Matter of fact, I had the privilege of meeting Perry Stone. He was at a church here in the local area. I contacted his ministry, contacted the church, you know, told him, well, matter of fact, the wife of the pastor is one of the musicians that we play their music on the radio station. And and they gave me permission to do a live stream broadcast of the meeting. So we went in and sat all up, and I requested to do an interview with Perry Stone, and he said okay. Glory to God.
Wow.
And
you
know, I had these three or four questions I was going to ask, and he answered them during the broadcast or during the preaching, you know. And there was he took me first, you know, he called me in first. I was escorted into the little office, and I even told him, I said, "Look, you know, I had three or four questions here, and there was a whole line of people that wanted to see him, you know." And time was a little pressing, so I said, "Well, here's, you know, I'm not going to waste your time, make you re-answer everything you just got done preaching out there." I just went to, you know, one question. But, you know, and even though you taught me and instructed me and told me how to do the request for a drop, I forgot.
Oh, no.
It wasn't until I was out in the parking lot that my wife said, "You didn't ask him for the drop." I go, "Oh." You know, she goes, "Well, go back in." I said, "I'm not going back in there. They're going to think I'm stalking them or something." You know.
No, you know what? Sometimes you just have to press through, and you can say, "Hey, you don't ever have to see me again." But chances are, I might not see you again anyway. So here's my phone, here's my iPad. The quicker you say it, the quicker I'm out of your face. You know?
last October when I was having lunch or dinner, I can't remember which one it was, with Fred out in Fort Worth, he was telling me how to do it, you know, and I completely forgot. I mean, I couldn't believe it. My wife remembered. I said, why didn't you elbow me before we left?
I know. And you know how I learned that? I learned that I was at MegaFest in 2013, and I know we're short on time, but this is just another thing that the Lord will draw my attention to. I was getting some interviews. I interviewed Bishop T.D. Jakes on the red carpet, and him and his wife. And so time got short, and the line was moving fast, and I wasn't getting pictures with anybody. So what they were doing to speed the line up, people would say, hey, I need a drop. And so the TV people were asking first. And that was like, you know, hey, I'm such and such, and you listening to, you watching, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. So the radio people kind of started doing the same thing. And I was like, well, I'm going to ask for drops, you know. So I make sure people talking. So I just tell them my outlet, and most people already know how to do them. And so it's very simple. You know,
Well, I want you to let you know that I failed what you told me to do. I told my wife, that's all right. There'll be other days, you know. He's in the kingdom. I'm in the kingdom. We'll catch up again. Sir. You know, glory to God.
You know, and sometimes because I get lost in the interview or it may go long and they start whisking them away, I just do it at the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. You know, praise God. That's what I should have done. Fred, as we get ready to wind up and close, tell our listeners how to get in touch with you if they want to put you on their radio station or whatever.
All right. Well, the first thing you need to do is listen to me Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on Freedom Through Faith Christian Radio.
That's Eastern time.
Eastern time. If you're in Texas where I am, anywhere up in the Midwest, Central time, 7:30 a.m. and p.m. You're on the West Coast, that's going to be 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for you. All right. And now if you want to talk to me directly, you can reach me at Fred. That's F-R-E-D at spradioshow.com. S is in Sam, P is in Paul, spradioshow.com. If you're the Twitter kind of person, you can tweet me at I Know Gospel. Or if you want to talk to me and my media, you want to see what I'm doing on Twitter and Instagram, you can contact me at SMG Music Media. Now, it may be easier for you to find all of that by looking up Soul Prosper Radio on Facebook.
Amen.
Or Fred Willis. All of those.
You have a website too, don't you?
It is www.spradioshow.com.
Amen. Brother, it's been good. We're going to do this again. And
yes,
until next time, folks, this is Pastor Robert Tibbley along with Fred Willis telling you to be blessed in all that you do.